This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Some people these days, they say that Sharia law is taking over. And this kind of makes me laugh. Because for a Muslim, Sharia law is much more than what people think it is. Sharia law is the foods that we're allowed to eat as a practicing Muslim or not eat. It's how we have to pray five times a day. It's how we have to fast the month of Ramadan. These sorts of things, you know, all come into Sharia. So Sharia is not just like throwing people in jail or criminal law, these sorts of things. It has to do with how a Muslim lives their life, first of all. And second of all, if you live in North America, if you live in a democracy, the understanding is that everybody gets to try to persuade everybody else to whatever lifestyle they think is best or whatever law or system of law they think is best, right? So, you know, just like anybody else who believes in, maybe you're a conservative, maybe you're a liberal, maybe you're a progressive, you have certain values and things that you think are important, and the rules of the game are you get to try to persuade other people that your way is the best way or that your way deserves to be recognized. And so nobody gets to be boxed out from this sort of process, right? If I think that Sharia law or part of it or some of it or all of it has some things to teach American society about how to respect other religions or about how to respect other people or how to respect animals or how to respect the environment, these are all things that are part of Sharia law, then I should be able to step into the arena and try to persuade people that these principles are compatible with your principles and maybe that, you know, this should inform how we set up our society.